I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Monday morning. It's rainy, it's cold again, and it's May. We're supposed to be away from this stuff, but that's okay. We're going to have a good friggin' time today. We got the Yankees beating the Rays 2 out of 3 down in Tampa. Power outage at that dump, the Trop. Yesterday, Yankees come back, score a bunch of runs, win 2 out of 3 there. The Mets take the first 2 against the Marlins in impressive offensive fashion, which we wanted to see. Didn't get an opportunity yesterday for the sweep, but we saw what we wanted from them. We do have Yankee tickets every hour again today. Field level tickets against the Astros, so you don't want to miss that. And we've got the Deontay Wilder Brazil tickets as well this morning in the next 25 minutes or so, so you don't want to miss that. And some Game 7s in the NBA yesterday, Boomer. First one was exciting. It's a good game. The second one is one that we're probably not going to forget for a long time because it ended with one of the most epic game-winning shots that I can remember in the NBA postseason. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gio. And I think you're right about these Game 7s. They were awesome. They were just great games. And CJ McCollum for Portland put back-to-back games together, Game 6 and Game 7, that were just off the charts. And you listen to all the post-game press conferences and you listen to the comments from his teammates, his coach, and everything else. And C.J. McCollum just went off. And now you have C.J. McCollum and you have Damian Lillard against Klay Thompson and, of course, Steph Curry. Then there are reports out of Golden State that Cousins and Durant may be back for this series at some point if they don't start it in Game 1. But those games yesterday, and then, of course, Kawhi Leonard paying off for the Toronto Raptors was just amazing. Both of them were must-see TV. Both of these games were played hard from the moment the tip-off to the last shot of the game. And for Kawhi Leonard to hit that shot, for it to bounce around 4 times on the rim and then go in, and then to see, it reminded me, because you and I both were at the game, the Larry Johnson 4-point play game.
That's right.
How the fans reacted. And then, of course, I don't know, they got this thing in Canada where people stand outside and watch together, like in the, like out in the promenade or whatever you want to call it.
In the promenade, yes.
And that goes
yes.
for basketball and hockey.
Right. I know. It's crazy. I would never do that. I see that happen in other places too, but you're right.
Now,
it does happen
Kawhi
a lot in Toronto.
Leonard in Toronto.
Does it keep him there? You know, I'm not so sure. I mean, I think that he's a guy that really likes Toronto more than he thought he would. If you remember in the beginning when he got traded there, he wasn't happy. He went up there. The general manager, Masai Ujiri, said that we're going to get him here and we're going to make him love this place in so many words.
Toronto is actually
and it's sort of working. Yeah, but when you're a guy who hasn't been there before, you probably think, I got to go up to Canada. It's going to be freezing there in the winter. It's terrible.
There's no question it's freezing.
But it seems like he really likes it. So,
I would hope so.
Listen, if they win a championship or get close to winning a championship and they're getting closer every single day, then yeah, I think that's going to help him stay there. But they're going to have a tough task against the Milwaukee Bucks in the conference finals. I picked the Raptors. I like the Raptors to come out of the East even before the playoffs started. They were, to me, the most talented team in the Eastern Conference right there with the Sixers. But the Sixers, we know, had their problems. But
the Giannis's are pretty good too.
Yeah, Giannis, without a doubt. I mean, and the Bucks are favored, and it's going to be tough to pick against them. And the Bucks from top to bottom with Mike Budenholzer as the coach to get the best out of those guys. I still don't want to get away from my Raptors pick. It should be a great series, though. I mean, to me, that's got 7 games written all over it, and we'll see what the Trailblazers can do against the Warriors and if that's going to be a real test for them or not.
Let me just give you a little bit of a golf clap because you said the Warriors are going to win on Friday night.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Boomer.
So I'm going to give you a golf clap, and I'm also going to take a little golf clap for myself because I said if the Houston Rockets lose this game, it is going to go against the coach, Yep. And the two star players.
Of course.
And you want to know what a star player does? A star player does what Steph Curry did. You know, a star player does what C.J. McCollum did last night. Mm. A star player does what Kawhi Leonard did yesterday. You know, Kawhi Leonard took 39 shots in a game seven. You know, good thing they won. I know, but the point being is that, hey, guess what?
Give me the ball.
I'm taking over. This is why I'm here. This is why I'm one of the best players. Now, unfortunately, John Starks did that down in Houston in game seven.
Didn't work out.
Didn't work out so well. But that's all right. We love John Starks.
Yes, we do.
He was like the junkyard dog. He's our guy.
One of my favorite players ever, yes.
Yes. So anyway, you know, here come these three players that just basically take over their games and lead their teams to victories. And for me, I still think that for Paul and Harden, this is going to be one long offseason. I mean, that to lose in your building of all places.
Yeah, I kept saying it on Friday. Why are we trusting these guys, especially
when you got
a taste in Game 5? They didn't have Durant for the very end of the third quarter and then the entire fourth quarter, and James Harden went into a hole again. I mean, the guy shot one shot in the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter of Game 5. Now, all of a sudden, we're trusting the Houston Rockets. And I understand the Rockets have showed at times how good they can be. To me, that is one of those teams. There's a few teams in every sport, you could pick them out and they'll come right to the top of mind, that they are show it to me before I believe it teams that get right to the brink of doing something special but then can never get over the hump. And the Rockets to me are one of those teams. And you know, why would we ever doubt this core of Golden State Warriors until they get knocked out? Yeah, they lost down or up 3-1 against the Cavaliers. We know the circumstances around that. But to me, the Rockets, why trust them? Why blindly trust them in this series?
Did you see some of those shots that Steph Curry was taking?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, did you see how far out they were?
I mean, the guy, yes.
I mean, he couldn't hit anything in the first half. And then all of a sudden in the second half, I mean, that's a special player, man.
Yeah,
I don't know how else to – he's just making shots. It's not like they're drawing up plays or it's not like they're real – you know, I know he was pick and rolling, the Rockets to death with Draymond Green and all that stuff. But at the end of this game, when you sit here and you watch it, you just – your breath is taken away.
Yeah.
But like, where is he shooting the ball from and who is supposed to, like, defend that?
Yeah, and sometimes teams like that – when they're handed that bit of adversity, that's when they rise up at the most. So, I mean, being a 7.5-point underdog in that game, I mean, they were plus 250. I remember I should have bet it. I looked at it on Friday when we were talking about it, and I said, if I really had the guts to do it, I'd bet them to win plus 250. They were like, this is a champion. When do you see a champion, even with losing Durant, that they're plus 250 in an elimination game?
They're missing two of their big guys. Now, if you are Steve Kerr,
yeah,
with the way that your team played in Game 6, and to watch how that thing flowed, much like it flowed before Kevin Durant got there.
Yeah.
Take it easy, guys.
I know.
It's a major problem, right?
Well.
Or I guess a good problem to have.
Yeah, they are the only team in the history of basketball that can lose Kevin Durant and then still be a favorite to win a championship. I mean, there's no other, because you know, right now they're big favorites against the Trailblazers. If they win that series, even if Durant didn't come back, they'd still be big favorites against whoever came out of the East. I mean, it's incredible to think.
So you don't think that Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum can at least go toe-to-toe with Thompson and Curry?
I mean, it's going to be great to watch, but that's just they're not going to be favored. I mean, I think this is a series that'll go six. I don't think it'll be a 4 or 5, but I think it'll go 6. And then
Portland's one of those teams. You know, Portland's been
show it to me. Yeah,
it's always been a good team, but just can't ever seem to get over the hump. Now they finally get here to this final, which is big for them. But I mean, I don't know, that game on Friday night for Golden State was like, I don't want to sit here and say it's shocking because you kept telling me that they were going to win, but I'm just sitting there going, I cannot believe that. That Houston with Harden and Paul
and D'Antoni,
in their freaking building and their owner is
there.
What
did I tell you, though? I mean, you go back to the couple of years ago with James Harden in that game 6, which was an elimination game in their building against the San Antonio Spurs. They scored 74 points. I mean, I kept giving example after example. You can't trust this team. And they showed it to you again. So, I mean, I just... It is an amazing run that this team is on. Sometimes when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to really recognize the greatness, and people get sick of the same teams. I mean, I can't stand that stuff. Like, oh, we're so sick of the Warriors. I want the Warriors out. I mean, sometimes you just got to appreciate how incredible this dynasty is.
It's ridiculous. And how they actually played a second half in which, what did they score? They scored 61 points in the second half. Against Houston on Friday night. And, you know, you got Andrew Bogut starting.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he takes all of them to get it done. Yeah. I mean, think about the Trailblazers, too. I mean, they lost Nurkic, and Enes Kanter steps in. Enes Kanter also had a shoulder problem. I mean, no
plus
problem for them.
Plus,
I mean,
he's fasting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, on top of that. And then you had Dame Lillard. I mean, Lillard was not good in Game 7. And then McCollum steps up. So it takes everybody. Kawhi Leonard was the only one who seemed to do it by himself yesterday for the Raptors. But it does take everybody. Speaking of that game again, too, do you see Joel Embiid afterwards just totally inconsolable, just bawling, crying? Him and his girlfriend in the tunnel crying. She's wiping tears from his face. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, on one hand, like, that's sort of great to see that he cares that much about winning and losing, because sometimes we question the motivations of these top young superstars and if they still care as much about winning and losing as the fans do. But on the other hand, it's like, man, like, geez, get it together, guy.
Well,
will
you know, he's emotional.
I mean,
you know,
my goodness.
You've seen all his post-game press conferences. He's an interesting kind of like really quirky dude. And
you talk that much trash, though. Can you be crying like that?
Yeah, he has a lot of emotions, yeah.
Can this you is, be crying like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, this is kind of today's athlete, you know. They got feelings, you know that? And
yeah,
he's got feelings.
I understand the feelings, but I mean, from a guy who's like such a, I'm gonna show you this video. If I
know, I saw it.
You saw him crying?
Yes.
I mean, it is, I mean, it's like, it's like, I don't want to make fun of him for caring so much. It's just funny to me, like a guy who talks so much and then is like, it did you, Barkley too, he got into it with Embiid. It's like Embiid's always in these things. He's always in these,
you know,
conflicts.
Losing Super Bowl 23, I almost cried.
Almost cried.
But we did have guys crying.
Okay. I mean, I understand.
Now, it's a long, long season, right? And you're working so hard, and, you know, this for them, it's a game seven. For us, it's, you know, it's a one game and you're out kind of playoff run, right? So you get to 14 wins, and now all of a sudden you want to get that one win, and you're right there, and you got the dagger in your heart, and it's just it breaks your heart because you've put so much time and effort into it, and you just think of all the memories that you created. And that's the thing. Like when you hear the Denver coach talking after the game, we had a magical season. You know, I don't want to take anything away from these guys. This was like, for me, Houston was embarrassing.
Sure.
You know, for Denver, you know, and for Philadelphia, those were great games, you know, and they played against good teams that had, you know, players that had great games themselves and had moments in those games that they, you know, there's really not much you could do about it. They just played better.
Mm-hmm.
But your team played its ass off, and your team gave it everything all year long. And that's why, you know, when you hear these coaches talk and these players talk about their teammates and their players and their journey that they've been on and how it all of a sudden ends right then and there. It is emotional.
Yeah,
really
I'm not really one to talk because the 1999 Suffolk County Championship game when we lost to North Babylon, I shed a tear. Locker room after that. You know, I'm never going to put on that helmet again.
Did you even play in the game?
No, I didn't play in the game.
And that just goes to show you how much it meant to you to practice every day, get beat up by the starters,
yep,
and then, you know, put all that time and effort in and put that uniform on. It meant something to you.
Yeah, it did. Well, I knew it was the last time, you know, it was the last time I was ever, like, Embiid's going to have a big, long career. He's going to be fine. He's got another opportunity.
Oh, I see.
You know, for me, yeah, you know, I was never going to play college football. Come on. Couldn't get him on the field at a Division II Suffolk County football team. That was it. That was the last time. Shed a tear. You know, that's it. With your brothers and everything, man, you know, you're there. You can never recreate that. As you well know, you
know, I know.
It's not exactly like the, you know, the NFL, but
do you want me to be a little bit tougher now that we're getting ready into going to softball season or no?
No, we're good.
We're all right. Everybody's fine.
Yeah, everybody's fine. No,
everybody's focused.
No, we're all good. We're all good and we're focused. Oh yeah.
You see this big Wounded Warrior game we're having, right?
Yeah,
this thing is getting bigger and bigger by the day.
That's the one in Dix Hills, right?
That's right. Yep. Yes.
Excited for that. Yes. Nice little Long Island game for once.
Yeah, on a Friday, guys.
That's right. Yeah.
Al and Eddie are going to be awesome. They're going to love it.
Actually, Summer Friday out on Long Island.
Didn't you invite everybody to your house?
I did not.
I thought that's what you're doing. I thought that's what you're telling
no,
me.
No, I hadn't gotten to that point yet. It had crossed my mind. But if people want to, yeah, I mean, listen, it's an open
invite. I thought you were going to invite the guys to your house, like right from the show, hang out, maybe take them out on the boat a little bit.
Well, we got the game that night, so.
Yeah, but you can still take them out on the boat. You get out there around noon.
Oh, you guys want to come out early.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't want them.
Are you
going to
go straight from here? That's what you.
You do not want them driving. If they go home to Jersey and they come back and they decide to go to the Verrazano Bridge to the Southern State Park, you know, the Bell Parkway into the Southern, they may never show up. We may lose them.
You realize how far I still live very far from Dix Hill.
That's why I'm telling you, though, it's easier for them to come back west than it is to come out east on a Friday.
No, I understand.
You know that. You know the rules around here. Listen, you know what's going on.
We got a lot of stuff before we get to that.
And
you
by
know
the
me,
way,
I'm a one thing at a time guy.
This is
you
the
know?
Week of the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black, right?
Yes, yep.
If the weather, I think it's going to get a little bit better.
It's supposed to.
It
yes.
needs to get better.
Well, yeah, last couple of days.
Those golfers were out there on that golf course on a day like today, forget it.
Yeah, well, yesterday was awful. Today's awful. Tomorrow's not going to rain, but it's still going to be cold. And then it starts to get a little bit better.
Good, I hope so. That golf course drains pretty good. You know, it's got a lot of hills in it and everything. But it is going to play long if they don't get any roll with these drivers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.